With 2013 in the books, St. Cloud Regional Airport Director Bill Towle has now had a full year to look back on the performance of his airport. And as he noted, the future is looking bright.
Well, I think 2013 was just a breakout year for us. As you know, we've been without commercial service since January of 2010. So late 2012, Allegiant starts flying again, and then we had all of 2013 now to kind of watch and see how successful that route was going to be to the Phoenix Mesa area. The average load factor for the year was almost 92%. And I mean, that's just almost unheard of in this industry. Even several months of 95% load factor. And of course, that means how full the airplane is. So the airplane was 95% full several times for the course of an entire month, even 96%. So Allegiant was very happy with those numbers, as well as the St. Cloud Regional Airport.
Even though the new option of flying to Orlando only debuted a little over a month ago, Bill is confident that this luxury of flying to someplace much warmer will soon get the planes filled.
Boy, they're really excited for that as well. When it started in mid-December, sometimes it's a tough time to start, just from the standpoint of, yes, there's some holiday stuff going on there. But then we run into kind of January and February where, you know, kids aren't really off school yet. Maybe it's not quite as warm as people like it down in Florida. Certainly it's going to be a lot warmer than here. But the idea is that I think as we move into March and April, that we're really going to get into the wheelhouse of what that flight, the performance of that flight, and how well I think it's going to do out of St. Cloud. Granted, it's doing well already, more of the 80% load factor, probably right in that neighborhood. But I think as we start seeing kids when they're not going to be in school for a week or the spring break kind of time, I think that's going to be better for them and more productive for Allegiant flying to Orlando, because you know, it's obviously that's Disney World country, and I think that's going to be a big selling point to try to get these kids and these folks out of St. Cloud.
While the planes coming out of St. Cloud may not be the biggest, the help that this airport is bringing to Allegiant Air is giving the business a destination in central Minnesota that they can count on.
As much as they are what we call an ultra-low-cost carrier, right? They're a leisure-type carrier that charges a lot less than what Delta might charge to the Phoenix Mesa area or Orlando. Their revenues were still very high. So obviously, we want the airline to do well. We also want the fares to be low, so can we try to balance that where the airline can make money and try to keep the fares as low as possible and then keep those load factors high? All of those things are happening, so Allegiant is very happy.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.